Training Camp Central is powered by Xfinity.
Welcome to Bears Training Camp Report on ChicagoBears.com. I'm Larry Mayer. After non-contact workouts on Thursday and Friday, the Bears conducted their first padded practice Saturday in Bourbonnais.
Well, I thought that, the effort was really good. It's always sloppy the first day because they haven't done it for a whole year. But the effort was good, the intent was good, and we'll get a little bit better on the technique as we go.
With players practicing in pads for the first time, the intensity level on the field increased as expected.
It's definitely more physical because Coach Foxy does a good job of, letting us know not to get too physical without the pads. But when we put the pads on, it obviously gets more physical. It's a lot more surface to grab on. It's football, so.
Veteran left tackle Jermon Bushrod was given the day off, enabling Charles Leno to get valuable reps with the first team at left tackle.
Yeah, I think, it's happened before in the past with injury. It might be a veteran day. There are all kind of reasons. And, guys were looking for opportunities. And so all of a sudden, whether it's an injury during the season, you have to lean on a guy, it's next man up. You find players that way, because they get an opportunity.
One player who has impressed the coaching staff early in training camp is defensive end Ego Ferguson, a 2014 second-round draft pick.
I think right now, I've been pleased with what he's done. He works hard in the classroom, he works hard in the weight room, and he works hard out here. So, he's lined up with the first unit at this point, and I've been pleased with his progress.
The Bears will return to the practice field for another padded workout on Sunday. Stick with ChicagoBears.com for complete training camp coverage.